But it just worried me to death. I said, well, what do you mean? Well, they saw that I didn't know, and they just didn't press it. So one day my sister came out. She lived in Conway then. Her husband was a rural American in Conway. And they were fishing to go home, and anyhow, the baby, I had him in my arms, and the sun was nearly down, and he was shining. She said, oh, Lily, what's the matter with that child's eye? And I said, there you go. I said, tell me what you think. And she said, well, honey, look for yourself. Well, the pupil of his eye looked just like a wad of yellow corruption. Well, he just simply liked to kill me. And I called Jimmy, my husband, and her husband were just awful little ways. You know how people are talking just before the limb. And I called him to come, and he just liked to have a fit, and we all did. Well, that was Sunday evening. On Monday morning, as soon as I could get my milking done and get him bathed myself, we walked up here to our doctor. We had two good doctors in Greenbrier. And he said, I don't know, but we found out that he was blind. My husband he'd hold his eye, hand over his good eye, and say, hold up half a dollar, you know. And the little fella just feel and feel, couldn't more see it than nothing. Maybe you think we didn't sleep that night. But anyway, he said, we can't go to that's when the roads were so bad. He said, now let's try to go to Little Rock on Thursday. That was on Monday morning. He said, have him ready. Well, we went. And you know what? They had to take that out the next day. They said we were lucky. It was a creeping something, they called it. And he said, when it gets to the surface, it'll burst out and kill him. Well, they operated right then. Of course, he's so little, he never knew the difference. And you couldn't tell it to look at him. You couldn't tell it. But he just has the one eye. Of course, I worry a lot. I'm so afraid he'll do something, you know, to harm his other eye. But he's doing fine.
But it's always been all right.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, it's good that
Yes. Well, there's a friend of his that grew up with him. They even wrestled and fought and they're here together. And he's had the worst luck with his eyes. He just like lost one of them. And he said, Thomas, I thought of you a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm beginning to know what it means to just have one eye. And Thomas said, well, that's what I've got over you. He said, I never did know that I had two. You see, he is so little he couldn't remember having
that's
two.
Right.
And I said, I don't remember what is best.
Sure, that's best probably.
And you know, though, people were so sweet and nice. You know, it's a general rule. And that's what nearly killed me. I just thought, Lord, they'll make fun of him, and they'll call him one-eyed, and they'll do so-and-so. Of course, now, I shouldn't have thought that, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
But sure, everybody, if that ever happened, I never heard of it. Everybody was so sweet to him.
That's just
wonderful.
That makes a lot of difference.
You bet it makes a lot of difference. And so, but he just has the one-eyed.
That's
true. Yeah.
Well, back to the furniture. You were telling me that he got you a dresser.
Yeah, he got me a dresser and got me a dresser and a rocking chair. And seemed like he got me another piece of furniture, but I can't think what it was now. But you know, we never did. Well, there wasn't room for a lot of furniture.
Now,
except
I was gonna ask you, you just didn't have a lot.
Uh-huh. We had what we needed. I had plenty of nice bed, and I had my own feather bed because I raised my geese and picked my own feathers and. My feather beds and pillows I made them. Well, my mother gave me a feather bed, but still I picked geese at home, and I made me one, and the sister one,
uh-huh.
Stepsister, and her one. We'd just go round and round every year when we picked the geese, we'd make one of us a feather bed. And I had that bed, and then after we married, I raised my own geese and made me another feather bed.
Uh-huh.
But since then, I've took my feathers and made pillows and given this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
But my feathers, I do know where they come from.
You
and
know
who.
Who.
I don't believe in holding on to old feathers that's 100 years old. I really don't.
Yeah, that would be too good.
No, I kind of want to know where they come from.
Well, did they have in the bedrooms, did they have a little room built in to put clothes and things in?
No.
No?